Headline, $38 trillion in U.S. brokerages still restricted from Bitcoin. Report, published at 11:17 a.m. UTC, April 2, 2025. New research dispels a widespread misconception about the ubiquity of Bitcoin, BTC, ownership in the U.S. Despite the prevalence of BTC and its ETFs, a majority of assets in domestic brokerages still avoid the currency. Many BTC investors mistakenly believe the era of its exclusion from Wall Street has ended. Indeed, after the January 2024 Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC) approval of BTC spot ETFs and a 2025 endorsement from the CEO of BlackRock itself, over 1.1 million coins are already trading on U.S. exchanges via spot ETFs, as these ETF custodians have gobbled up over 5% of BTC's supply. The average person might be under the impression that any U.S. resident can buy it or its listed proxies. Many brokerages claim to allow customers to buy the currency or its spot ETFs. In reality, however, the vast majority of assets under management at major brokerages are not flowing into BTC. Beyond low allocations and a preference for other types of diversification, many U.S. brokerages restrict BTC-related investments altogether. Specifically, new research estimates that accounts containing more than $38 trillion in assets at the 10 largest U.S. brokerages do not allow BTC-related investments at all. In addition, many brokerage and retirement accounts have mandates that restrict investment in BTC-related products. Examples include retirement accounts following target date, annuity, insurance, or mutual fund strategies. Subheading, Bitcoin disallowed from $38 trillion of U.S. brokerage assets. According to boutique research outfit Tefra Digital, 10 of the largest U.S. brokerages, with $65.7 trillion in assets under management, restrict approximately $38.2 trillion of those assets from touching BTC. Tefra Digital researchers reviewed websites and SEC filings and interviewed brokerage advisors to compile its data. They cite figures for Fidelity, Vanguard, Schwab, Morgan Stanley, UBS, J.P. Morgan, Merrill Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, and Citi. Out of these 10 banking and brokerage giants, only 3 permitted unrestricted BTC investments for substantially all customers: Fidelity, Schwab, and Wells Fargo. UBS, J.P. Morgan, Merrill, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs do not allow their investment advisors to recommend BTC. A commenter recommended adding Edward Jones to the list of brokerages that do not allow BTC investments. Despite a widespread belief that BTC or its spot ETFs are accessible in nearly every investment account in the U.S., many brokerages still place limits on BTC-related investments, forbid their advisors to recommend it, or refuse to allow allocations altogether. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.